This is an exclusive interview from Leeds Student Radio.
You are listening to Emma Rice, and I'm sitting here with Vessels. I'm sitting here with Martin and Tom. How are you doing, guys?
All good.
Yeah,
all
good.
Good. We are on the roof of Belgrave, so we're slightly chilly. I apologise for that. Echo In has just been put on our playlist, which is quite nice. But for people who haven't heard the new album, which has just recently come out, how would you describe the sound of it, if you like?
Well, it's kind of like electronic music, basically, but played by five people with instruments rather than just coming out of a laptop. So bit of techno influence, bit of electronica influence, ditched all the guitars and got loads more synthesizers.
You got rid of them, just got rid of the guitars.
Yeah, pretty much, apart from one.
Apart from one. You are the chosen one, yeah, congratulations.
Yeah. I am a little bit jealous, to be honest.
How much would you say that you're influenced by the sort of bands that you were listening to when you guys were students? Or do you think you're more influenced now by your brothers in experimentation, like John Hopkins or something?
Yeah, not very much. Well, when I was a student, I kind of like either loved metal and things like Limp Bizkit and Metallica. Or I'm proud of that still. The first Limp Bizkit album's quite good. Or psychedelic trance and techno. So I guess the psychedelic trance and techno and stuff definitely stuck with me.
But this is your third studio album now.
Yeah.
So how would you say that you progressed from the one released in 2011?
Yeah, quite a lot. I mean, the 2011 release we recorded in Texas with John Congleton, who's been doing the St. Vincent album.
Yeah, I've seen that you keep going back to the States to record.
Yeah, we did two, the first two with him. The way this one came about was much more kind of piecemeal. Those two, we just, all five of us in a room, recorded and then mixed and then it's done. Whereas these ones we kind of put together bit by bit, like added parts, took parts away.
How much of it, when you're on stage, is improvisation? Because it sounds quite experimental and like you are improvising, but is that not the case?
Not very much.
To be honest, Martin's the one doing most of the improvisation because it's kind of the sound effects that are improvised more like
most of the structures for the things are developed like and agreed, and you can mess around with stuff and sometimes it works well, but if you totally improvised big sections then it would be really hit and miss, and
especially with five people.
I mean, you can do it with two or three, but if you want something to really sound good, like over the course of like 7 or 8 minutes, and to be decent every night, then you have to structure it up, but then have bits of improvisation within that structure.
But when you're writing, for example, so when you're in the studio, it's so much your music about layers.
Yeah.
So is it like one person comes with one layer, another person thinks, oh, I can add this on top, or is it more of a sort of mix and match?
This album was done mostly like that. I'd say the first album was done a lot of all of us just playing. And then saying, oh, that bit was good, that, or, you know, playing it, recording it, listening back, picking bits and developing the bits that we liked and stuff. So it was kind of written semi-improvisationally like that.
Yeah.
Whereas this one was pretty much studio written.
I guess when it is so technical, it's so hard to, you know, if you were five live instruments, it would be quite easy to think, oh, well, let's add another riff in here, let's do this. But you guys are kind of by the book.
Yeah, it was
so.
Kind of...
How are you ever finished? How do you ever say, okay, well, that's it, we're done?
I mean, to be honest, that was one of the crucial things about getting Richard Formby involved, because we'd thought we were finished in 2013.
Still not finished.
No, it turns out we weren't anywhere near, you know.
Yeah.
So for your new album, you have taken apart a 1980s video console, correct me if I'm wrong, because this was before my time, and you've synced it up with frequency waves, so it changes with the tone of the music. Is this correct?
It's a guy in Bristol who Lee has met through some of the audiovisual installation projects that he's been working on.
What would you say to my prediction that within the next 5 years people are going to start paying for the visual experience as well as the audio one?
Quite possibly. I definitely think the more visual side of dance music's kind of coming out and it's kind of part of the experience now. You almost kind of expect it. So.
And there's quite a few kind of festivals that pop up these days where the point of the festival is the technology and art. Like the one we just played in London last week, Convergence,
yeah.
They have a lot of seminars and stuff about future technology and how it's integrated with the artistic movements and stuff. Mm-hmm. So
I feel like you guys are leading it as well, which is quite nice.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Very kind of you.
That's all right, you can have that. But if our listeners miss you tonight at the Belgrave, where can they catch you over the summer? Playing any more festivals?
Yeah, we're at the moment, we've confirmed Secret Garden Party, we're DJing the after party at Live at Leeds at Nation Shopkeepers.
All right, well, thank you so much for talking to me. You've been listening to Emma for Leeds Student Radio.